You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini, and I'd like to welcome you guys to Rockin' Rant number two. And I was going to make a joke about taking a number two. I guess I just made the joke. But you, LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is the website. Go check that. If you love stuff like this, if you love the podcasts, you're hearing cool artists you like, please share it around. This is how music gets promoted in 2018. This is not the 1970s, 80s, or 90s, or even early 2000s. We have a whole new music business out there, and it requires doing stuff like this and getting you guys involved to go get out there and share it around. So you can do that at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. If you'd like to dig a little deeper, if you want to be a real rock and roller, if you really believe in great guitar-driven rock, I highly, highly, highly recommend that you join my inner circle. You want to go to LouLombardiMusic.com/inner circle. That is LouLombardiMusic.com/inner circle. You're going to get access to exclusive music, exclusive video, and exclusive conversation. We are live right now on Facebook. So there are some folks hanging out with us, and right now everybody's just kind of watching, but if you comment, you chime in, you get a shout out, I take your opinions into consideration. Very often I will address it live and you'll become part of the show. So you can do all that all at LouLombardiMusic.com/inner circle. Okay, I want to talk to you guys today. This is so interesting. This is the world we live in where instead of talking about an artist's music, excuse me, I'm a little froggy this morning. Instead of talking about an artist's music, we're talking about their tweets. You know, I mean, it isn't just Donald Trump whose tweets get talked about. There are music artists out there, and we talk about their tweets, I think. So that just blows my mind. So Peter Frampton and Ben Montench. So I believe this is technically on Ben Montench's feed, but Peter Frampton, I guess, and Ben Montench are going back and forth. If you don't know who Ben Montench is, almost everybody in the world knows who Peter Frampton is. Ben Montench is longtime Tom Petty collaborator, keyboard player for Tom Petty. He's a great songwriter. I have utmost respect for these two gentlemen, for their talents. Peter Frampton to guitar players is, you know, he's one of the founders of what it means to be a rock star guitar player. So this is not meant as anything personal or a dig against their music or anything like that. So that being said, let's talk about the tweet. Peter Frampton and Ben Montench are talking about streaming, and basically it's the same conversation we've been hearing for a number of years now. Taylor Swift, a bunch of people have been boo-hooing. Artists have been boo-hooing about their deals for years, okay? They've been, since there were artists, all right? All these guys in the 60s got ripped off. Some of the guys were better handled in the 70s and made some money in the same way in the 80s and 90s. You know, then the internet comes along, streaming, downloading, all that jazz, and everybody's boohoo. So first of all, I want to say, when you see posts like this, Peter Frampton, Ben Montench, famous people, I think Bruce Dickinson, he's got something on Twitter, or he was interviewed bitching about this whole streaming thing. This is nothing new, okay? Artists have been crying about their deals for decades. As long as there's been rock, artists have been crying about their deals. So let me just read the tweet real quick. For 55 million streams of Baby I Love Your Way, I got $1,700. I went to Washington with ASCAP last year to talk to lawmakers about this. Their jaws dropped and they asked me to repeat that for them. 55 million streams and he only got $1,700. What's wrong with this picture? If I had 55 million streams, I would be making a hell of a lot more than $1,700. We have a new music business. This is not the 80s, okay? People aren't buying CDs came out, they were almost $20 for a CD. Do you guys believe that in today's economy? You know what that would be? It'd be like $50-$60 for a freaking CD. That is unacceptable. They were the record, not Peter Frampton, not the bands, but the labels were boning people for years with this, and they got to come, the business side of things got their comeuppance. What Peter Frampton and Ben Montention, these guys, are crying about is the fact that they aren't seeing those nice, big, chunky royalty checks that they used to see. They just aren't seeing that, okay? It has hurt their business. In every business, people, changes happen. If you're in business for a long period of time, you're going to go through all kind of different changes. You're going to have to adapt and change as your industry changes. My family has been in the auto repair business for many, many, many years, and we have had to change many times. Just recently, we had a whole bunch of customers that came to us for years and years and years, and those people moved away. They got older. Some of them passed away, retired, whatever. And, you know, we had to get with current technology on how to generate new customers. It wasn't like just hang your shingle up and people will show up. It isn't like that nowadays. You have to create real value. 55 million streams and your name is Peter Frampton. I'm sure there are many ways to make a lot of freaking money. Many ways. I'm not even a genius at marketing or business or anything. I do okay. I could probably sit down with Peter Frampton and show him a couple things where he's leaving money on the table. You can, if you have this kind of action, you're getting this amount of streams on one song, on Baby I Love Your Way, dude. Okay, first of all, and second of all, think about, I'm sure 55 million people wouldn't have all bought Baby I Love Your Way. I'm sure they wouldn't have all bought it, okay? So you probably converted some new fans. You probably got some people who probably didn't even know who Peter Frampton was. And if it wasn't for things like streaming, YouTube, places, you know, Spotify, where that's a paid service, and streaming places like YouTube, a lot of these artists would have disappeared a long time ago. Young people would not even know. In fact, a lot of young people don't know who Peter Frampton is. But a lot of people do, because his music is on YouTube and places like that. Let's have an experiment. Led Zeppelin, Metallica, AC/DC, Beatles, Stones, Peter Frampton, Tom Petty, Prince, everybody, take your music off the internet tomorrow, okay? And see how long it takes before people just don't even remember who you are or don't even care about you, all right? This is the business we have. I'm sorry you're not seeing those big royalty checks. I'm sorry that 55 million streams doesn't equal out to $55 million or $5,000 or whatever it is that you think it should equal to. You guys can read my reply there as well. I think that in order for them to try to get the kind of royalties that they want to see, I think they're going to end up forcing channels like Spotify and YouTube to charge customers exorbitant amounts of money, and people just aren't going to buy it. I mean, people try to find their way around subscribing to places like Spotify and paying $1 or $1.29 for an iTunes download anyways. Okay. So if you start jacking prices way the hell up, you are going to you're just shooting yourself in the foot. The answer is, this is the new business. This is the music business we have now. So you have to get creative. You got to think about it. So you got to sit down and hire people, bring people into your organization that are really internet business savvy, and those people can guide you through this. I recommend to everybody out there who is in business, especially if you are in some kind of business that is based around the internet, to read the book Free by Chris Anderson. I will put a link to it on Amazon and here in the video description. You guys can check it out. It is an amazing read, and it's an eye-opening read, and it shows how people in situations like Peter Frampton, Ben Montention, these different people, can really turn this around. And not just those type of people. Anybody who is in a business where people are just sort of expecting a lot of stuff for free, they're expecting to get a lot of content for free without paying for it, how you can use that to your advantage. It's just changing your thinking, guys. It is a mindset. All right, guys, thanks you for listening to this week's Rockin' Rant. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Lou Dini. Go to LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com to get all your Ludini needs met. Oh, please buy a little merch there. That really helps us out as well. Also, if you want to be a real rock and roller, you want to support great rock, you want to keep great guitar-driven rock alive, please go to join my inner circle at LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. That is LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out with me. I'd love to know what you think. What do you think these artists should do? Do you think they have a legitimate gripe? Personally, I think you got my opinion on that. But if you tell me what you think, please leave a comment here either on Facebook or in the comment section here on YouTube. And I'm glad to do more videos about this. This is a sort of pet peeve, but sort of something I'm very passionate about. So, guys, hope you enjoyed the video. Let me know your thoughts. And I'll catch you guys on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.